says miyoyim hashmini v'holo yirotza, that from the eighth day onwards you could bring us a korban. So the deek is miyoyim hashmini in mikor aloi and laf abo mechlal asay is asay, it's called an asay. So therefore mechusa zman is not included in the laf of lo yirotza, but here clearly it's only an isra asay. As it's only an isra asay, that's why you don't get malchus. So it's good why the Mishnah doesn't say it. So it could be real the Mishnah would say other lavim, because lemaisa for mechusa zman there's no malchus. Right, you'll stop here. You're old enough, pay Aleph, you're an Aleph here on top. Can lift my parents' words that the reason why there's no love of Mechusa's man is because Nitzku Liesse, turn maybe into an Esther, not a love. My time at Yom HaKroh, Miyom HaShemini V'Holo Yerotza. You need to say, Miyom HaShemini in. You can only bring a korban, an animal for korban, when it's 8 days old. But Mikorale, before that. So therefore, Siddur Lava Bo Mechal Asay is not an Asay, it's only an Yisra Asay. Therefore, you don't get malchus for shechting this animal or kodim's man. Therefore, in the gate to us, the gate with the isra of Oysav Yes Bunoi, so the kid is called Mechusa's man, still there's no love, because Mechusa's man is only an isra asay. So that's the question, is that true? That's what the post is coming for. For me boy, you lay with me, this possibly could have been Rebbe after Riki Ramna. Truth be, he asked a theory like this, he threw a question like this. See if one post says, for all yeshivas yomim tachas imoy, that the 7 days the animal has to be by its mother, meaning it's not fit to be a korban. Mashmo halayla chozi, as soon as it comes the night going into the eighth day, it's already fit to become a korban. And then the pasuk says, another pasuk says, miyoyim hashmini v'holo yirotza, that no, the korban is only fit the eighth day. Mashmo miyoyim hashmini v'holo in, only from the eighth day onwards. But la'aloi, when it comes that night, mashmin's not fit yet, so according to the story in the psukim. So he answers, okay, so how does the psukim come out? It's like this, la'aloi le'kedusha, enachnami, the night of the seventh day, going into the eighth day, the korban, the animal's ready fit to make kedusha. The latter be maktashit. Rashi says, le'kedusha means muta le'kadshem mishrashrecha. V'yeinu oive mishum ba'atakish psulim. Like this, before the eighth and the seventh night, it's also to be maskashit, you be maskash psulim. But once it passed by 7 days, going into the eighth night, that's already mutter to be make kedusha on it, to be maskashit. But yoyim lahatso, when can you first bring it for the actual korban, do the avoid, do the shchita, that's only be yoyim. So that's the way he dashes his prospects. So you see, yoyim hashmin, all the yirotza, we need for something else to teach us that yirotza means to say that on the eighth day, that's when you first worry to bring the korban. Even though you can be maskashit the night before, but he can't bring it till the next day. Morin says, I'll tell you, Ksiv Kruachrina, there's another pasuk here. It says, Chain Tasa L'Shorcho Tzoncho. It says, Meshdu Tzoncho L'Tzoncho. So if we come teach this pasuk, we learn now to say what? There's only an Yisra say and not a lav. So, Mechus Zman, you don't get Malkus for it, it's not a lav, it's only an Yisra say. Omer Rav Hamnuna, that Oymer Hoyer Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon just say like this. Rabbi Nuna said, Oymer Rabbi Shimon, that Ein Oysav Yes Benoy Noy Bekotchim. That by Korban, by Kotchim, you don't have the Yisav Oysav Yes Benoy, there's no love of Oysav Yes Benoy Bekotchim. My time, what's the reason? We dashed before the Psukim Mash, but there is an Yisav Oysav Yes Benoy Bekotchim. So why do you say name Rabbi Shimon not like that? My time, the Moran says, Kivul Yom Rabbi Shimon, since Rabbi Shimon Shitar is, that Shchita Shaina Ruya. Anytime the shchita itself does not create a heter, does not let you eat from the animal, that's not called a shchita, even though you do it to call hilchasel. As long as it's not matter with bachil, it's not called a shchita. If so, shchita's kotshinami, shchita shena ruihi. I'll tell you, when you shech the korban also, the shchita itself is considered a shchita shena ruia, because right after the shchita, you're still not allowed to eat it, you have to wait till you make a zrika. Therefore, the shchit itself is always considered a shchit to shein eruya. Therefore, there's no issa of yes benoi by kachim. It's not called a shchit. So, Rav says it's true. Most of Rav asked the question. It says oisav yes benoi, the case you have the mother and the son. So, kachim achut. Let's say both of them are kachim, and he's shechting them both outside. So that's clearly Rabbi Shimon says that sheini beloy sasei. The second one you're over loy sasei. The second one is alav. Rashi says Sheni Blois Yisrael means the Shchut Echutz. Here over here is the Shchut Echutz. The Yafar P Sheni, even though there's no chorus, but the boy because the love must come from his name must come with Nimhu, because since he shechted the mother, the kid is not worthy to be brought today, so it's not called Neskabu with Nim. But that's from Shimon Shita for the Yisrael Shchut Echutz. As long as tomorrow it would be fit, so today you over love. Yeah, then in Zvochim. Even though there's no chiyuv chorus in this case, but love there would be. That's from Shimon Shita. That the sheni, when you shech the second kid, bachutz, you're over love. Why? Sure, Rabbi Shimon used to say that kol haroy yelov liyachas man. Even though you can't bring the animal today for korban, but as long as it could be brought tomorrow, haroy yelov to say, you have an isaras, you have an isalav, not to shech the bachutz. But the aim of chorus. Chorus does not. Chorus is only if the animal is fit right now today to bring it on the mizbeach and you shech it out far, then you have chorus. That's from Shimon Shita. The Chomam Shita is not the Chomam, they say, Kol She'ein by Chorus, anytime the animal is not fit to be brought today, so you're not Chayiv Chorus, it's not Chosel Epinim, so you're Shechted outside, you're not Chayiv Chorus, they hold, Ein Eblis, there's no love either. So that's what Shimon Shita is. Now, the Kashkan, we have a question on this. Kochim Bachutz, She'ein Eblis, I say, what are you saying, Shecht on Yishecht, the second one outside? You're over a love. Why? Because only a lot, because it's not fit to be brought today. Question is, why not? Kamo mikta koto. Let's see. When you shechted the mother today, it was kotshe machutz. So kotshe machutz is also teat. It is an isra achila on it. So according to Rav Shimon, the chorus is called the shechita sheneruy. It's not called a good shechita. And if so, it's still looks like he killed the animal. If so, sheni, the kid now, is fit to be brought inside. There's no isra oisa v'yas benai. You didn't like shech the mother. The shechit on the mother was done bachutz, a korban bachutz. It's not matur bachila, so it's not called a shechita. So the kid should be fit to be brought today inside for korban. So if you shecht it outside, then what's the question? Who be korus na min chayiv? You should also be chayiv korus. So why does Shimon say it's only allowed? There should be a chayiv korus also. And on this, the Yomar Rav says, the Amrulon, some say kedi stamat achokim said that chasur mechsenechvam is something is missing over here. And Vrocha Ketani, this is the way it should be learned, Vrocha Ketani, that Kodshim Shnei Machutz, when you shech both the mother and the kid, they're both a korban, you shech them outside, so Lu Rabbanon, Rishonayin is Chorus. And the first one was Chozel Upanim, so you shech it outside, you have Chorus, Shemi Posel, Upotter. The second one though is still called the korban Bachutz, so it's Posel, but you put it out on any Lav, no Chorus, because it's not fit to be brought in the Upanim. Since this is the Yisra of Yisbenai, according to Chachomim, even though the mother is a Shechita Shein Ruya, so what? According to Chachomim, it's called the Shechita. Therefore, the kid is not fit to be brought today, so it's not fit to be brought inside. Therefore, when you shecht it outside, there's no love, there's no Chiyuv Karas. Yes, it says about the Sheni is Posel, the Potter, Milav the Shechut Echutz. There's no love on Shechut Echutz on the second one. For the lava shchut echutz is no issa shchut echutz because it's not chozel epinim. Now the Rabbi Shimon, according to Rabbi Shimon, though shneiim ein shem chorus. According to Rabbi Shimon, though both of them you get an anushim chorus, the chiyuv chorus. Why? Because since the first shchita was done outside, it's a shchita sheneruya. So the kid is still fit to be brought inside. So when you shecht it outside, you have chorus. That's good. That's Rabbi Shimon shita. What's going to be though echod bachutz vecha bepinim? That's the first you shechted the mother outside. The korban outside, then the kid yishecht inside. So li rabban, according to rabban and shita, rishon and his chorus. The first one would have been fit to be brought inside. Now when you bring it outside, you have chorus. Sheni is posel, because even though you bring it inside, but it's a mechusas man, it's not fit to be brought today. Upoto, yipoto. But Rav Shimon, according to Rav Shimon, a sheni kosher. The second one is kosher. According to Rav Shimon, there's no isoyse v'espinoi on it. So you shech the second one inside, it's kosher. What's going to be the opposite? It's echad b'fnim. First you shech the first and mother inside. The echad b'chutz, second one was outside. So lu rabbanon, according to rabbanon, rishon is kosher of ado potter, very good, the first one. Sheni posel potter, the second one though, is taka posel, because you shech to the outside, it's posel. But you potter for yisra shchut echutz, because it wasn't chozel epinim. Since the kid was nisoy, so there's no yarn, it wasn't fit to be brought inside. Therefore, not you shechted outside, you potter. The Rebbe Shimon, Sheni b'loisa say. According to Shimon, the second one is only loisa say. Because true, it has nisoil oisav yespinayonet. It's not fit today. But I call upon him tomorrow, though, it will be fit. So therefore, there's a lav. But the question is why? V'yi sagadayitch, tell me a thing. V'yi sagadayitch. Ein oisav yespinayonet v'kotchim. So in this last case, it's a kasha. Then sheni amai b'loisa say. The second one, the kid, why is it loisa say? What happened? He shechted the mother inside. So that if you tell me by shechitas kotchim, it's called the shechita ruya, because it's fit, of course you can make a zrika and eat from it. Says so, when you shech the kid, there should be this voice of Yespanai on it. Says so, this is possible. So, the question is saying, was it voice of saying, for Suloi, why not chorus namlecha? Should we have chorus also? And if you tell me, according to Rav Shimon, there's no voice of Yespanai by shechitas kotchim, see, when you shech the mother first, since it was a korban, there's no isur yespanai. So when you go to shech the kid really was fit to be brought inside today. So why is it that when you shech it outside, you're only over lav, there should be a chiyuv koros? Elamai, you have to say no, since you made a shechita on the mother today, so the kid is not fit to be brought. So you see, there is an isur yespanai b'kotchim, even according to Rabbi Shimon. That's why it's not fit to be brought today, so it's only over lav, not a chiyuv koros. So most is true. Elamai, Rav, Amar, Rav, Rav, says like this. Hochi kamer from Nun. This is what from Nun means to say that ein malchus oisav yes b'nei noig b'kotchim. Avada nisur, it's there, but you don't get malchus for it. There's no malchus for shechting kotchim oisav yes b'nei v'shech the mother. Then you shech the kid today by karbonis. There's no isa malchus. And the question is why not? Because kivon the kamad lezor dam. When you shech the kid, calls the man, you don't make the zrikas of dam on it. The meat is not mutter, so not really called the shechita ruya. So meyidna the koshochet heavy asra sofik. At the time when you're shechting the kid now, we warn you and say don't make a shechita. Now by making the shechita itself is not vad, you'll be over in Issa yet. Because if you don't make this rika sadam, so then the shechita was not matter with pachila, it's not called the shechita. So by kotchim, it's always considered hasra sofik. And by asra sofik, leishim may hasra. Therefore, that's why you don't get malchus. Avad, it's us to do it. Because when you shechted the mother, since you also made a zrikas adam on the mother, so the mother was mutter b'achila. So it's called you made a shechita on the mother. Now taka, there's an issa to make a shechita on the kid today. When you make the shechita, when we warn you, it's not asura vaday. Because even though you're making a shechita, but maybe you won't make a zrika, you won't make a complete issa. So if it's still asura sofik, that's why malchus you won't have. Yeah. The Mora says, in V'yoz the Rebbe time, Rebbe goes according to his own time. The Yomar Rav says, he chulin u'bna shlamim. What's going to be if the mother was a behemoth chulin and his kid was a korban shlamim? Now, shochat chulin. Let's say first you shechted the mother, a good shechita. V'yachakach shochat shlamim, and then you shechted the shlamim, potter. Still, you're potter from Alkus. Why? I didn't miss Oisiv Espanoi. The mother shechita for sure was good. Alamai, that's the reason here, that since the kid is a kochim, it's a sofik hasra. We don't know for sure you're doing the isra until you first make this rikas adam. So b'shan shchit, it's hasra sofik, we can't give you malchus. What about the opposite way? Let's say shlomim. First you shechted the kid, the korban shlomim. V'yachak kachun, then you shech the mother, chayiv, and then you chayiv taka. Because by the time you got to shech the mother, now it's hasra vaday. If you first shechted the korban, you made this rika. So that was called a good shchita. Now you want to shech the kid, so it's a vadi yisra. See, it's called asura vadi, you get malchus. That's what Rav Lo is trying to Rav Shimon. Same time, according to Rav Shimon, the shechita by kotchim is also called ruya. When you make this rikas adam, by kolpona malchus, you won't get because it's a sofik hasra. Now, the Yom Rav Ro says like this, what's going to be he chulin? Let's say the mother was a behemoth chulin, or benoila, and the kid was a korban oila. Now, loimi bur, not only shachat chulin, shech the mother first. And the reason is why? Because it's called Asura Sofik. Or here it's even better. It's not even called Asura Sofik. It was called Kam Matra Pachila. But in this case, for sure, you pot, even by Shlomi would be potter. Because it's called Asura Sofik. But here, even more than that.